It was a great day for us. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get back going again. And I'm not so sure that's a bad thing because we're terrible in the restarts. Sure would have loved to have given it a shot at a win. You know, I thought we had, I didn't even know the 20 was still out there raining. And Steve Letarte's there telling me what was going on. But, you know, just a phenomenal day in the pits and by this whole crew. I mean, yesterday we weren't very good. Steve Letarte and all the guys really went to work last night and brought an awesome race car to the track today. Wasn't good on the restarts, but other than that, felt like we had the best car. And then that last pit stop, and the guys are just really getting it done in the pits today. And that's what I thought got us out first, but just got us out in front of all the guys that we were racing. You got to give credit to the guys on the 20. It's a gutsy call, and looks like it's going to pay off for them.
And Steve Letarte said that if it holds out for him, that's the gutsiest call of the year and the best call of the year. You poked your head inside the window. You remember what it was like when you won your first race at Charlotte. What did you say to him in the car?
Well, it doesn't matter how you win them. I mean, everybody is out here working as hard as they can for, you know, pit stops, fastest race car, and making the best calls. And, I just told him that, congratulations, I thought it was over. And he's like, don't jinx me, it's not over yet. But I'm pretty sure that it is. And I was trying to get him to use as much fuel under those caution laps as I could. I thought for sure he was going to run out based on what they were telling me. And he still made it here to pit road on the red, and now it's raining hard.